You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, thanks again for joining us for another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And we are glad to be with you today and so happy that you're with us. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to getting a few shows done.
We're definitely looking forward to getting a few shows done. I want to say a big thank you to a couple people right now. Kim Players, who is a Drone U member, she came to the fly-in. She's really been giving a lot of compassion and empathy towards other people in this community, and I just want to really say how much I appreciate you and how much I think a lot of people appreciate you, and just want to say thank you for everything that you do in the drone community. Also want to give a special shout out to John McBride and his son Riley. I know everyone here at Drone U and in the Drone U community is pulling for you guys, and we really hope for the best outcome. And I mean, come on, you're the McBrides. You can drive through anything. You can overcome anything. And just know that we have your support, and we have you in our thoughts and prayers. And just really thank you for everything that you've done. And we've got your back, guys. So hope you get better, Riley.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. Sure. There's a lot of awesome people in this community. So I just want to make a point to, you know, really tell everyone how much they rock.
Long as we could do a month of shows just doing that.
I know, right?
We probably won't.
Yeah, probably won't. But today's show, we're actually going to be skipping a question. We've got a lot of questions, and we will be answering those in the upcoming shows this week. We just got back from filming a search and rescue class, which is really interesting because DJI put out today that new research has shown that DJI drones are actually making a big impact in search and rescue. And I think that's great, but I cannot wait for the search and rescue class to come out because it takes the viability of drones in search and rescue to a magnitude of scale greater in efficiency and in effectiveness. So I love that DJI is putting out that drones in search and rescue do help out and they do save lives, and I agree that they do. But oftentimes the how is more important than the what and the why. So we're really excited to go over that. And by the way, we're going to have Shane and PJ back on the show to talk about the latest version of the software called Locate Now. And we're really excited to really get it in the hands of people who are going to use it to save lives. In fact, the software was even shown on CNN a couple weeks ago.
Is that right?
As they helped find a plane that had been missing for a long time, and the software had scanned all the images and found the plane in near record time.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, it's a game changer for sure.
So cool, yeah.
But anyway, let's get on to today's show. Today, we just want to make sure, you know, as we approach the end of September, many of you may realize that your airspace authorizations may be coming up or may be expiring here very soon. The FAA sent out an email to all the operators with airspace authorizations and how to extend them. But you may have missed it because the subject title was Keep Calm and Fly On. That was very cheeky, FAA. Someone has been on the Chive way too much in the social media office. Anyway, so before I get into, is it really necessary to extend your airspace authorization and kind of go into details about why that matters, let me just go ahead and put out there what the FAA had sent out. And then we'll get into details on, you know, should you extend? Should you use LANC? What should you do? So if you're one of the 23,000 drone operators whose airspace authorizations expire at the end of the month on September 30th, and you did not use the Drone Zone portal or the low altitude authorization and notification capability, I swear, that acronym, every time I read it, I'm just like, what were you smoking when you made this? Like, anyway, if you did, so let me just reiterate, sorry, I'm a squirrel. If you had an airspace authorization and it expires at the 30th of September and you did not use the Drone Zone or LANC to obtain your authorization, here's what you need to do. Step number one, authorizations that were granted outside of the Drone Zone portal or LANC will not be extended beyond February 1st, 2019. Number two, You must resubmit your authorization request via the Drone Zone or LANC. Drone Zone portal tips. The FAA will no longer issue wide area or long-term authorizations if the request is made for a LANC-enabled airport without an associated operational waiver under Part 107.205. So what they're saying is no longer are they going to give out these WAS authorizations if the airport does have LANC. Now, if you guys are staying up to date on the LANC system, the entire LANC system has been rolled out now across the country. All six regions have been rolled out. But what a lot of the articles have missed out on is how many airports have been redacted that were originally a part of the LANC program because of issues in the grid system's accuracy, GIS information, and overall accuracy and location in general. I think the best example of this, again, is if you look at Dallas Executive and DFW, you'll notice down on kind of, I think it's the southwest corner of the airspace, that those two airspaces almost come into contact. But there's an area below the shelf in that same zone that is not controlled airspace. Yet, if you were to go to the UASFM map on the ArcGIS FAA website, you would see that they actually say it's restricted to a certain altitude. And that is just the example that I personally know of. I know there are examples all over the country where this is happening, and I think that's why we're seeing the redaction of these airports, so that they can make these corrections and then roll them out, which, you know, it's understandable. Everyone makes, you know, makes errors, and I think as we're all humans, and
yeah,
it's very difficult to be perfect all the time.
It's best to do that and get it right and get it back on.
True.
It's pretty straightforward.
Now, should you be extending your wide area authorizations? If you have an authorization that gives you permission to fly in certain areas or zones that the UASFM map does not have, then you should extend. If there is an airport that is not included in LANC in a 300-mile radius and you have an authorization, you should probably renew it. But most people I'm finding are not renewing, or I shouldn't say that, a few people that I've talked to are not renewing their authorizations because LANC is available. But again, you do want to extend those authorizations if, number one, you have an area to fly that's not available on a UASFM. Number two, if it's a very specific project that, again, would need continual airspace authorizations over time, meaning you're doing a construction site, you're doing cut and fill all the time, and you need to have that authorization every single day, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I get it. LANC could be kind of a pain. Now, the fact that we have to just resubmit the whole thing through the Drone Zone seems a little redundant to me. I would just literally, for me, I'd be like, here's my approved authorization and please extend it. Boom.
So it sounds like clearly they have separate databases and they're trying to get everything into the same database, and they're putting the onus on the pilot to help them do that.
True. Yeah, I'm interested to hear how many people will be extending their authorization. So one of the things that they say is that if you make a request under Part 107.41 in the Drone Zone and ask for a wide area or long-term authorization, so I was just talking about why, you know, there are different types of authorizations. So if you go to the Drone Zone and ask for a wide area long-term authorization without an associated operational waiver, you will be sent a denial notice stating that you must apply for a specific date and location that can be reasonably flown in one day. As an alternative, consider using the LANC automated capability. The FAA's website has a list of airports where automated authorization under LANC are available. They really don't make it easy on you. I mean, yeah. So yeah, that's the news for today, guys. DJI is touting search and rescue. FAA says if you need to extend your authorizations, you can do so, but you have to do it through the Drone Zone, and they're only going to be extended to February 1st, 2019. Otherwise, you have to use the LANC system.
So on that note, what is the, and I don't expect an exact number, what's the latest on the number of cities or airports on the LANC system? Because there are a bunch that came out recently, right?
Yeah, all six regions in the United States are ready to go. But things that I don't know about, like, for example, in fact, I want to look this up on Kitty Hawk. If I go to Puerto Rico, which is not in the continental United States, it's an unincorporated territory of the United States. We don't really act like it, but it is. I wonder if that's in the LANC. Like, that's a good question.
Yeah. But most major airports are now. Is that right? Is that accurate?
That's not fair to say, because a lot of major airports have been redacted.
That's true.
So DFW and Houston area airports have both been redacted. So it really screws people who are trying to get that low altitude authorization notification capability, whatever you guys call it. Why can't it just be like instantaneous airspace authorization? IAA. That's so much easier to say. I don't know.
It could be. But it's not.
We could probably have a debate in the drone lounge about all the names we could give Link.
Yeah. We should start with a cool acronym and then work backwards, although I think that's what they did.
Yeah, all my acronyms would be probably not appropriate for the show.
That's probably true.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question. If you haven't heard, you can actually try out DroneU now for $1. A lot of people have been trying it out, and a lot of people have been staying. In addition, we have a couple new classes, and I want to see if who notices what's new on the site. So check it out. Again, thank you so much for listening. Without you, we wouldn't be here, and I do mean that, so thank you very much. Again, for everyone out there in this community, thank you for being amazing people, and thank you for making the DroneU community one of the most positive and optimistic places in Facebook groups. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, indeed. And if you do decide to take advantage of that offer, we'd love to have you. Make sure you get into the community, the Facebook community, right away, because there's a ton of value in that aspect of it, and you need to be a part of that to get the full value, so, and to see what the whole picture looks like.
Totally. Totally. Cool. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.